both doing extensive articles for different magazines on Krishna consciousness. They've already done a lot of preliminary studies, from what I understand. So they have a few questions asked. I think they'll write very respectful articles. So this is that interview at the airport.
With the Philadelphia Inquirer.
And this girl's name is
Sandy Nixon.
Sandy Nixon.
She's a devotee, the other side.
That's right. So, she would like to go
I have a question which I'm going to be putting together a book on spiritual masters that have influenced women are influencing Americans today. Also, you know, many article I have to put the same thing together with just those very few that are the most important for New York Times magazine, and also I'm doing an article for Philadelphia magazine on the basis of higher consciousness. So particularly with our book in mind, these questions are to let people know what Krishna consciousness is about. So sometimes I'm going to be asking the questions, and most of the time I might be able to answer them myself. Or it might be a question which I know the answer to, but I'm going to have to ask you it. This might not sound stupid, but this is what I'm going to do. The first question could be a very long, I've got 15 questions, if I can get them all answered, I'll just talk to you about, you know, it's just great. The first one is a very basic one. What is Krishna consciousness?
Krishna means God, and we are all connected with Krishna, God. God is the original Father. Therefore, we have got intimate connection with Krishna. So we have forgotten it. What is Krishna? What is my connection with him? What is the aim of life? All these questions there are. And when one becomes interested with such questions, he is called Krishna consciousness.
How did Krishna come into being?
Krishna consciousness is already there in everyone's core of heart. But due to one's material condition of life, he has forgotten it. So this process of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra means to revive that process. It is already there. Just like two days ago, these American, European boys and girls, they did not know who is Krishna. But now, you have seen yesterday how their whole the procession, throughout the whole procession, how they are chanting and dancing in ecstasy. So do things that is artificial? No. Artificially, nobody can chant and dance for hours together. That means Jayatani of Krishna. It was there by the bona fide process, it is now available. That is explained. Nitya-siddha Krishna-bhakti sattva-bhavunar savanadi-suddha-siddha-karayu-var. The Krishna consciousness is dormant in everyone's heart. So when he comes in contact with devotees, that is avid. He tries to be attracted by a young girl or young boy. It is there, the child. That small child is there. And when he is young, then it will help. It is not that activation. So, in association, it is having the potency there already. But in good association, by hearing about Krishna, one is helping to the state of Krishna consciousness.
What is the difference between Krishna consciousness and Christ consciousness?
Christ consciousness is also Krishna consciousness, right? But people do not follow the rules and regulations of Christianity, therefore they are not having the commandments of Christ. They do not follow. Therefore they do not come to the standard of consciousness.
What is unique about Krishna consciousness that separates it from other religions? Even
religion means primarily to know God and love Him. That is religion. And nobody knows God and what to speak of loving. Nobody is trained now how to know God and how to love Him. They are satisfied by going to the church. Oh God, give us our daily bread. That also not everyone goes. The communist says that you don't go to the church, bread we shall supply. So poor innocent person, they get bread elsewhere, say they do not go to church. But nobody is serious to understand what is God and how to love Him. Nobody is serious. Therefore, in Bhagavatam it is said, it is cheating religion. I profess some religion, but I do not know what is God and how to love it. So that type of religion is cheating religion. And religion means to know God and love it. But generally, a man does not know what is God and what to speak of loving. So therefore there is cheating religion. But so far Christian religion is concerned, there is ample chance of understanding God. But they do not care for it. For example, the commandment is, thou shalt not kill. But in the Christian world, best slaughterhouses are better. So how they can become God conscious? They disobey the commandments. Do not care what Jesus called, Lord Jesus Christ has ordered. So this is not only in Christian religion, every religion is going on. Simply Robert said, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian. And none of them do know what is God and how to learn.
How does one know a bona fide spiritual master then that can...
Who teaches this thing? How to know God and how to love Him. He is wisdom. Otherwise bogus. Rascal bogus. Sometimes they mislead the time God. Poor people. They do not know what is God. And a rascal proposes the time God. And they accept it. Just like in your country, they elected Nixon president, and again Jerry. That means they did not know who is really bona fide president. He elected somebody. And again they had to business dragging up. Similarly, people are foolish. Any rascal comes, he says, I am God. They accept. And again they accept another. This is my name. So one must be serious to that. To understand what is God and what, how to love Him, that is it. Otherwise it is simply a waste of time. That we are teaching. That is the difference between others. We are presenting Krishna, the Supreme Personality of others. The science has to know Him. The Bhagavad Gita is there. Bhagavad is there. Not bogus, authorized. Therefore, this is the only institution which can teach how to know God and how to love. To me, there is no sadness. It is not our business to ask God to give us our necessities. We know God gives necessities to every one. Even one who has no religion, they are cats and dogs, they have no religion. They do not know what it is. But still, the cats and dogs are supplied with necessities of life. So why should we bother Krishna asking Him, give us our daily bread? He supplies only. Our business is how to love it. That is it. Dharma prajita paita vahasra paramane maskara nam sata pasro vasu beta vahasra savai kumshan paro dharma yato bhakti radhokan. That is first class is there, which teaches how to love God. And that love, not for any material motive. God, He will give me this, then I love. No. Ahituki. The love means without any personal profit. If I love God for some profit, that is business, that is not love. Ahituki. Apatihada. And such love of God cannot be checked by any material cause. In any condition, one can love how to love God. It is not conditional that I am a poor man, how can I love God? I have got so many things to do. No, it is not that. Poor, rich, or young, or old, black, or white, there is no impediment. If one wants to love God, he can love.
Are there different paths
that one can learn from? No. There's no two.
I mean, are there other spiritual paths?
Do all spiritual paths lead to the same end? Spiritual paths are divided into four. Not spiritual. Real spiritual, mixed spiritual. Just like this, God give us our daily bread. It is mixed spiritual. One has opposed God. God is spiritual. But one is asking for material profit. So this is mixture, matter and spirit. So there are four classes, generally known as karmi, fruitive action. They work for getting some material profit. That was karmi. Just like all men, you see, they are working so hard day and night, driving their cars, that way. The purpose is how to get some money. This is called karmi. And then jnani. Jnani means he knows that I am working so hard. Why? The birds, bees, the elephants, big, 8 million different types of, they have no business. They have no profession. How they are eating. So why unnecessarily I work so much? Let me know what is the problem of life. So they understand the problem of life is birth, death, old age and disease. And they want to solve it. How to become immortal. So they have conclusion that if I merge into God's existence, then I become immortal. Are immune from birth, death, old age and disease. This is called Jnani. And some of them are yogis. They try to acquire some spiritual power to make a show how he can play wonder. Yogi can become very small. If you put him in a room, he'll come out. You lock it, he'll come out. If there is little space, he'll come. That is called anima. He can fly in the sky, float in the sky. That is called lagima. In this way, if somebody can show this magic, then immediately he accepted as a very wonderful man. The yogis, the modern yogis, they simply show some gymnastics. Like they have no power. So I am not speaking of these third-class yogis. Real yogi means he has got some power. That is material power. So yogis also want this power. And Jnanis also want salvation from the unnecessary working like ass, the kurmi. And kurmis want material profit. So they want everyone. But the bhaktas, devotees, they don't want it. They want to serve out of love. Just like a mother loves her child. There is no question of profit. Out of affection, she loves. So when you come to that stage, to love God, that is what. So these different processes, karmi, jnani, yogi and bhakta, out of these four processes, if you want to know God, then you have to accept this bhakti. That is, stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktyamamabhijana. Simply through the process of bhakti, one can understand God. He never says by other processes, no. Only through bhakti. So if you are interested to know God and love Him, then you have to accept this devotional process. Well,
what are the methods used to attain Krishna consciousness?
How is one able to? Yeah, by Krishna consciousness, you achieve the goal of life. In the present condition, we are accepting one body and we are dying after a few days. Then accept another body. That body is according to your activity. There are 8,400,000 different types of body. You can get any one of them, you'll have to accept one body. That is called time transmigration of the soul. So if one is under this consciousness that I am eternal, why I am changing body? How to solve it? That is interesting. and not to work like cats and dogs and die. Very much interesting. One who makes solution of this problem is interesting. So, therefore, this Krishna consciousness movement is the ultimate solution of all problems of life.
What transformations does one undergo on the path?
No transformation. The consciousness is there. It is now filled with all rubbish things. You have to clean this and then Krishna consciousness. It's like water. Water is by nature clear, transparent. But when it is filled with rubbish things, it is muddy. You cannot see very clearly. But if you filter it, all muddy things, dirty things, then again it comes to the original position. Clear, transparent form.
Does one function better in society as a result of affiliation with Krishna consciousness?
Does one function in society better after being Krishna conscious?
What do you mean?
Is he a better citizen? Is he a better citizen?
And also sociologically or culturally, can he work better in the community?
That you can see practically. They are not drunkards. They are not meat-eaters. From a physiological point of view, they are very clean. They never be attacked me. So many diseases. Then they do not eat meat. Means that is most sinful to kill others for the satisfaction of the tongue. God has given to the human society so many things to eat, nice foods, nice flowers, nice drinks, first-class milk, and from milk you can prepare hundreds of nutritious foods. But they do not know the art. They are maintaining big exterior house, anything needs. No discrimination. That means they are not even civilized. When man is not civilized, he kills one animal and eats. Because he does not know how to grow food. Just like we have got one farm friend in Nibunama. So we are preparing so first class preparation from milk. Whenever else they come, they are astonished. They come milk such nice people can be done. Unless. So that means they are not even civilized. How to prepare nutritious food from milk? Milk, accepting that cow flesh and blood is very nutritious, that we also admit. But a civilized man utilizes the blood and meat in a different way. The milk is nothing but blood. But it is transformed into milk. And again from milk, you make so many things. You make sugar, you make curd, you make ghee, so many things. And combination of these milk products with grains, with fruits and vegetables, you make similar hundreds of people. So this is civilized life. Not that directly kill one animal and eat. That is uncivilized. You take the accepting that cow's flesh and blood is very nutritious. You take it in a civilized way. Why you should kill the innocent animal is simply eating grass given by God and supplying meat. And from meat, you can live. And the gratefulness is that, that is called, is that civilization? What do you say?
No,
To understand God means one must be first class civilizer. Just like university is meant for first class students. Similarly, God consciousness means meant for the first class human beings.
Okay, this question is a hard one for me to ask because shows ignorance on my part, but I'm not asking you in English. I want your answer on tape. Okay? Does your desire, does all desire ultimately have to go, including the desire to attain Krishna consciousness?
Without Krishna consciousness, we will have simply ravish desire. And when you are Krishna conscious, then you desire rightly.
The aim of many spiritual paths is to find the Guru within.
Within?
The Guru within. Is this different?
Who says that to find Guru within? And he said, find out Guru in it. So why do you have come to see? That's because people are not intelligent. They cannot catch him. He talks all nonsense and they hear. That's all.
He also has written a book about no books are needed.
So we can find out how that's going. Is it not? You admit or not? He writes books, and he says there is no need of books. He has come to teach, and he says there is no need of teacher. Teacher is within. Is it not an aspect?
Well,
the first of all is answer my question.
Oh.
If he says contradictory things, is it not an aspect?
He's contradicting himself.
Therefore, he is an aspect. He does not know how to defend it.
Can the Vedas be taken symbolically as well as literally?
As it is. We are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, not symbolically.
Are you attempting to revive in the... I feel like asking the question two different ways. First, I'll ask it one way, which is in a sense incorrect. Maybe I'll ask it this way, just take your answer. Are you attempting to revive in the West the awareness of honey? Are you attempting to revive the ancient Indian caste system in the West? I'm asking a question.
What do you find we are reviving caste system? What do you find? First of all, let me. Why you are asking this question? If you have seen that we are trying to introduce the Indian caste system. Then you say, but if there is no such attempt, why are you asking this question?
Well, because a lot of people are interested. And the reason...
A lot of people, you are also one of them. So, where do you find that we are trying to introduce caste system? First of all, find out where is the attempt. Then you ask questions. Otherwise, it is irrelevant question.
The Gita talks about caste.
Huh?
The Gita mentions the caste.
Gita, what mentions? Do you know?
The poor caste.
What is that?
In
on the basis of what?
I can't locate it directly, but the from Brahma.
Brahmarami.
The from caste system.
Who has said that this is caste system? This is caste, not caste system. Chatubandham Maya system, Gunakarma Bivas. According to quality and according to what? There are four divisions of men. Just like you can understand, there are engineers and there are medical practitioners. So do you take them as caste? Oh, he's engineer caste. Is medical class. Do you say that way?
I don't want to say what I feel because I'm
asking you. I'm asking you.
Well, I think there's always been caste. It's just that we don't recognize this. That's what
there is. No. Recognize means if a man is qualified medical man, he accepts him as medical man. And if a man is qualified engineer, he accepts him as engineer. Similarly, Bhagavad Gita suggests, it is there. There are four classes of men. The most intelligent class of men, the administrator class of men, the productive class of men, and ordinary worker. It is already there. Bhagavad Gita says how they should be classified. That he belongs to this class, he belongs to that class. That is describing the world. Not that by birth, hereditary, one becomes a class. Don't try to misunderstand. The classification is already there. One class of man, very intelligent. Is it not there? In the human society. Do you think all men are equally intelligent? Do you think? They must be. One class, very highly intelligent class. So, what are the symptoms of the intelligent class? That is this kind of world. First class intelligent. How do you find all these qualities? People's class. So we are trying to introduce that. That without first class man, the society is useless. So there are first class men. It cannot. Just like a boy is intelligent. Still, he requires training in the school college. Then he maintains his first class brain. First class. So, there is first class man. Now we have to train them properly. How to become controller of the mind, how to become controller of the senses, how to become truthful, how to become clean internally, externally, how to become full of knowledge, how to try to apply the knowledge in practical life. How to become God conscious? The training, as a first class man can pick up, just like they're taking all these boys. They have their first class bread, and now they're being trained up. That is equal. Train now first class. The training is equal. So we are not introducing caste system. That any rascal born in a Brahmin family becomes a Brahmin. We don't accept that. A man who is first class trained up to become a Brahmin, he accepts. It doesn't matter whether he is India or Europe or America. It doesn't matter. We are trying to introduce this system. That is mentioned in the Bhagavad. A caste system means a man is born in a Brahmin family and he by having his fifth class man and he is accepted on account of birth. Similarly, a person very intelligent, he can be adaptable to all first class family, but because he is born in a Shudra family, he should. We want to stop this nonsense. We are picking up first class brain and training up how to become first class. This is all. Not that introducing this rubbish thing. No, here no. Otherwise, how I am offering them chakra, not just you. Anyone from India who is understand, he's a first class man. We're training like this.
Here's another one on that line. What kind of you feel about women's lives? Many wonders about women's liberation. What's your feeling about that? I don't want to discuss because, as you have asked, I must explain that.
How foolish women are being cheated by the intelligent man. They are given in your country, they are given in liberty. Liberty means equal rights, is it not? Man and woman has got equal rights.
They're trying.
But you, woman, you cannot see that this so-called equal right means cheating the woman. Now, I say more clearly that a woman and man meet, now they become lovers. Then they have sex, and the woman becomes pregnant, and the man goes out. The simple woman, he has to take charge of the child, and beg from government, alms, please give me money. This is your independence. Do you admit, this is independence? That the man makes his woman pregnant and he goes out without any responsibility. And the woman cannot give up the child, she maintains begging from the government. Or she tries to kill the child. Do you think it is very good independence? What is your answer?
So when a man is going to kill a son?
Yes, that's the one now, about son.
That kind of independence.
For the child?
For the woman.
This
is liberation. She has an affair with the man, she gets pregnant, the man leaves, then she has to beg alms from the government to support the child.
Okay.
Or she killed the child. So is that good or bad?
Well, she has made a choice.
That means, that is 34 hours. You have made your choice to kill your own child. Is that a very good choice?
What's wrong with
the child? Do you think it is very good business?
I think this is a very complicated question.
Therefore, I say they're cheating it in the name of independence. That you do not understand. Therefore, 34 hours. They are cheating you, and you are thinking you are independent. They do not take the responsibility. The girl, danger and girl, as a woman has to take the responsibility. Either kill the child and maintain. Begging. Do you think begging is very good? In India, although their poverty is different, still, they do not remain independent. They remain under the husband. And the husband takes all responsibility. So she has neither to kill the child nor go to bed for maintaining the child. So which is independence? To remain under husband is independence or to become free, to be enjoyed by anyone?
That's not where freedom is.
Huh?
That's not where the freedom is.
So there is no freedom, still they think there is a freedom. That means under some plea, the men are cheating the woman. Yes. So in the name of independence, they agree to be cheated by another class. This is the situation.
Why is that? Can a woman
know
Krishna?
We have no such distinction.
No,
we give Krishna consciousness both to the woman and man equally. We do not make any such mistakes. But to protect them from this exploitation by man, we teach something that you do like this, you do like that. You be married, be settled up, don't wander independently. We teach them like this. But so far as Krishna consciousness is concerned, he equally distributes. There is no such thing that, oh, you are over, less intelligent or more intelligent, therefore you cannot. We don't say that. We welcome women, men, poor, rich, everyone. Because in that platform, equality. Vidyadhinaya sampanne brahmani gavi hastini suniketa sapase pandita samadarsha. We do not refuse anyone. That is equality.
How do you deal with negativity? In the outside world, the devotees encounter negativity
every day, people that aren't interested. How, not
from the outside world, but how does one deal with that within? How does one relieve oneself of that negativism?
Negativity is just like we said, no illicit sex. We say, teach our students, no illicit sex. Do you think it is negative?
The situation is that other people think that it's negative and therefore they feel negatively towards us. So how do we react to that?
Huh? Well, how do you deal with it within yourself,
What do you mean negativity within yourself?
Not criticism, but
if
you get a lot of people that are working against you all the time, here you're surrounded by people that are positive and that are reinforcing. But when you get yourself in the outside world in a position where there are people that are draining you and taking your energy, how do you replenish that energy? How do you...
How do we stay fixed when there are so many people against us?
Huh?
So I don't know how we stay fixed when there are so many people against us.
So nobody is against you? Do you think nobody is against you? I'm asking you.
Do I think nobody's against me? Oh. There's people for me, against me, that don't care about me.
So they're against and for. Why even bother what they get? As there are some people against us, there are many people for us. So that is the position in every field of action. So if somebody is against us, why should he bother us? Let us go on with our policy work.
For instance, if the day goes by and the devotee is only with people that are against him, he makes bad contact, and he feels drained, how does he...
Now, our devotee is not so fickle. They go to the person who is against us and induces him to purchase the book. They are selling books daily. They use them out. So, there is no question of against us. Anyone who is even against us, he is persuaded to purchase one book. So, how is he against us? He is purchasing a book. What is the daily amount of sale?
We sell about 25,000 books and magazines a day.
What is the price?
This collection is going to be around $35,000 to $40,000 a day.
We're collecting $40,000 a day by selling books. How I can say they're against us?
You're very confident. I like that.
Why is there any other institution who can sell $40,000 a day? So how do you say that they're against us?
My last question. Tell me about the Hare Krishna mantra, because it's so important to Krishna consciousness.
It's very simple. Hare means all the energy of Lord, and Krishna means all Lord. Both of you kindly engage me in your service. Yes. Both of you, Krishna is finished. Just like here we have got conception of male and female. Similarly, originally, God and His energy. God is man and energy female, prakriti and purush. This idea of male and female, where from it comes? And God is manufacturing so many male and female. So, the male and female idea, where from it comes? It comes from God. He is the origin of everything. So the female, her prakriti, her energy of God, and God Himself, He is called Purusha. So we are appealing both God and His energy, combined together, engage us in their service. This is very interesting. Oh Hare, oh the energy of God, oh Krishna, oh Lord, both of you take care of me and engage me in yourself. This is it.
I lost them on the
way. Thank you.
When I moved into the house, there were these incredible figures, and so beautiful to see them.
Yeah, you have got
some questions.
The answer?
Can I ask you a few questions? Would you please tell me a little bit about your life and how you knew that you were the Krishna master for the Krishna consciousness movement?
My life is simple. I was householder.
I have a state, my wife, my children, my grandchildren. So, my Guru Maharaj ordered me to go and preach this cult in the Western country. So I left everything on the order of my Guru Maharaj. And I am trying to execute the order.
So, is this picture here, the man?
Yes, with my Guru Maharaj.
And he's no longer living.
No. But this is not right.
What
kind of
was it that
he
told you to do? It was very late in your life?
Hmm?
It was very late in your life that you...
Yes, when I was 25 years old, I met him first. On the first meeting, he ordered me to this. So at that time I was married man. I had two children. So I thought there could be later on. But I was trying to get out of family life. It took some time, but I was trying my best to carry out his order. In 1944, I started magazine Back to Godhead when I was grihastha. Then I started writing books in 1958 or 59. In this way, in 1955, I came to your country.
You have said that you are very small and that you are not God, and yet it appears to me as an outsider that the devotee is truthfully as the issue of God.
Yes, that is the devotee's duty. Just like a government officer. Personally, he is not very important. As so long he executes government order, he should be respected as government. That is the way. Even an ordinary policeman comes, we have to respect because he is government. But that does not mean he is God. He is respected. Sakshal Hritrina Samastha Shastri Yuktastha Bhavatari. He, that man thinks that I have become government. People are respecting me. Very foolish. So, but it is the etiquette, if the government man comes, he should respect him as Lord.
Along the same idea, I wonder also about the many material, the beautiful material things that the devotees bring to you. And for instance, when you left the airport, you left them with a big fancy car. And I wonder about this because
that is teaching them how to respect. He who respects government man as government, then you must treat him like that.
But
if you respect spiritual master as God, then you must offer him the facilities of God. Otherwise, how you treat him as God? Simply in mind? In action also.
I'm sorry, what was the last
thing? The spiritual master is treated as God. He must so practically show that he is treating as God. So, God travels like golden car. If the spiritual master is offered ordinary motor car, so still it is not sufficient. Because he has to be treated like God. What is this motor car for God? They're still deficient. If God comes to your home, will you bring him an ordinary motor car? Or a golden car? You could treat him as God. So, your point is that they offered me nice motor car. I say that is not sufficient. That is still lacking to treat him as God. Be practical.
Yesterday I met a devotee from New York who said that that there were many people present at the festival from other planets, and that you could see them. Is that true? Yes.
Everyone can see. If you have eyes, you can see them. But if you have no eyes, therefore you are envious because they have a nice motor car. So you have to make your eyes to see. A blind man cannot see. Your eyes have to be treated. How to see?
Is this true also with your other senses?
Every senses. If you want to see something, you must be trained at how to see. The scientist is seeing something through the microscope. And you want to see with naked eye. How is it possible? You must adopt the process to see. Then you can see everything.
I have just one more question, and that is also from an outsider's point of view. It appears to me that one of the most difficult aspects of Krishna consciousness for someone who structures is the deities.
Hmm?
The deities, and the idea that they represent
deities.
Krishna. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. At the present moment, because you are not trained up to see Krishna, so Krishna kindly appears before you, as you can see. You can see wood, stone, you cannot see what is spirit. If you don't see yourself, you are thinking I am this body. But you are spirit soul. You are seeing your father and mother daily. And when the father and mother dies, you cry. Why are you crying? Now my father is gone. Now where is your father gone? He's lying here. Why do you say he's gone? What is that thing which is gone? Why you say my father is gone although lying on the bed? You have seen daily your father. Now say my father is gone. So, but she is lying on the bed. So who has gone? What is your answer?
Where is God?
Who is gone? When you see your dead father, you say that he has passed away.
Who is that father?
Only
the material
body is gone.
Okay, lying on the bed.
His body is there. You see, my father is gone, so what is gone?
Well, his spirit is
gone. Have you seen that spirit?
No.
Therefore, you cannot see the spirit. And God is supreme spirit. Therefore, to show kindness upon you, he has appeared just like wood and straw, so that you can see. He is everything. His spirit and matter, everything. But you cannot see him as spiritual identity. Therefore, he has appeared in material form so that he can see. This is deity. He is God. But he cannot see him in his original spiritual form at the present moment. Therefore, out of his unbounded mercy, he has appeared before you, just like made of wood and straw, so that you can see.
Thank you.
So you're coming daily in our meeting?
Not daily, but sometimes.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
This gentleman.
My father.
Oh. Thank you very much.
My mother.
So you're all fortunate. You have got such a nice son. Yes. And he is giving you the best service by becoming Krishna conscious. Don't think that he is out of home, he is lost. No. He is giving you the best service.
We're very pleased with him and what is happening. Thank you for helping him find happiness and serenity. He was able to find through your order.
Thank you. And very good boy.
It's amazing to me when you get the strength to keep the pace that you have. Tell me how you do that. I'm thinking if you're a junior and I have a difficult pace.
Well, the process is genuine. The process to which I recommend and they follow, then it is yours.
Yes, staying the entire life down will need me to have that strength open for awakening time.
That's right. The physician, he gives you medicine and he gives you the process, the dose, how to take the medicine, how to take the diet. If the patient follows, then he's cured. Is opportunity human life. This process of God realization can be accepted by human beings. It doesn't matter where he is born, either in India or outside India, it doesn't matter. Any human being can take it. That is the difference between the animal life and human. The animal, the dog, he knows how to bark on it. He cannot be taught about this process. But a human being can be. He has got that interest. Every human being. So in this human form of life, if we do not take this process, how to become Krishna conscious, then we remain dogs. Because we are losing the opportunity.
Where does Krishna consciousness have that offers people so much more than other religions?
This is religion. I have already explained. Religion means to become lover of God. That is religion. When there is no love of God, and that is not religion. Religion means, I have already explained, to know God and to love Him. So if you do not know what is God, what is the question of loving Him? So that is not religion. it is going on in the name of religion. Religion means to know God and to love Him. Dharmanta sāsādhu bhagavattvanītam. Can you find out this verse? Then fine.
There's no food.
Chapter
19.
Dharmanta sāsād bhagavattvanītam. The principles of religion is given by God. Just like law. Law means the process of activity which is given by the governed. He cannot make law at home. Is it clear?
I'm having a
proper
language problem,
I must say. It says that law means that which is given by the government. You can't make your own law at home. The same religion means that which is enunciated by the Lord. You can't make up your own process.
So I guess I'm missing the point. My question is, what does the
Christian
consciousness
have to
offer?
What does
it
have to
offer as far as...
But this is happening, that... Who want to be religious, to try to understand religious principles from God. Because if one is lawyer, if one wants to become a lawyer, he must learn law which is given by the government. He cannot become a lawyer at home. Similarly, if you want to become religious, you must learn what is religion from God. You don't manufacture your own religion. That is not religion. This is the first thing. But if I do not know what is God, what is the order given by God, then what is religion? That is going on. Everyone is manufacturing his own religion. This is the modern method. The religion is private. Anyone can accept any type of religion. That is liberalism. Is it not?
Yes.
Is this convincing?
Do you understand? The idea is this. This Hare Krishna movement is based on authority of the Vedas, and the Vedic literatures are coming directly from Krishna. So we only accept as truth what Krishna says, and we don't accept anybody's mental concoctions or speculations as being true. And this is the problem with so many other religious movements today, that they depend on the interpretation or the philosophy of some ordinary man. So this is the primary difference.
We don't say anything which is not spoken by God in the Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, it is appealing everywhere. Although it is in Sanskrit language, still it is appealing. Just like if you go on the street and is the signboard is keep to the
right.
Keep to the right. This is law. I cannot say what is wrong if I keep to the left. Then I am criminal. You cannot dictate. The government has said keep to the right. You have to do that. That is law. If you violate, then you are criminal. Pay fine. But ordinarily, one may think, what is wrong there? Instead of keeping right, if I keep to the left? He may think like that, but he does know that he is criminal.
Yes, sir.
The Bhagavad Gita, I'm told that there are some 200 versions of that. Is that the case?
200 verses?
200 versions. Different interpretations, commentaries, translations.
My question is...
But how can I interpret? That I've already explained. How can you interpret the government's order, keep to the left and keep to the right? You have no right to interpret. If you interpret, then you become a foolish man. Because that interpretation will not be accepted. If you say, what is wrong there? Both ways there are roads. So if I keep to the left, what is wrong there? You can interpret like that. But as soon as you interpret like that, you become a criminal. So all these interpretations are unauthorized criminals. That they do not know, because they are foolish men. You cannot interpret.
Are you saying the question,
Prabhupada? Huh? That's why our Bhagavad Gita is called Bhagavad Gita as it is.
Yeah. No interpretation.
Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, become my devotee. And he tells Arjuna that, I'm speaking this to you because you're my devotee, and because you're my friend, therefore you can understand. So, the point is that if Krishna says that you have to be a devotee, and a friend of Krishna to understand what he's saying, then that's the case. So, because Srila Prabhupada is a devotee of Krishna, and a friend of Krishna, therefore he can give it to us as it is, whereas most other interpretations are written by scholars, by politicians, by poets, so many other persons who are not devotees of Krishna, who are not friends of Krishna, and therefore what do they know about Bhagavad Gita? It's like the court can only define what is actual according to the law and what isn't. So certainly they have to be an authorized person.
Suppose you have written some letter to somebody and he cannot understand. So, if you consult somebody, what you have written, then that man must be your confidential person, who can understand your language. Even if I cannot understand what you have written, then I have to consult a person who understands you. But I cannot give my independent interpretation. That is not true. That is foolishness. But that is going on. They are thinking, I am a big scholar, I can give my own interpretation. That is wrong. They must clear confusion, because he is a foolish man. He is interpreting on the words of God. He is not a devotee. He has got other purpose, is a politician or something else. So he wants to push on his views through Bhagavad Gita. That is cheating process. If he wants to speak something, he can write separate book. Mm. Why he should go through Bhagavad Gita? That is cheating. But you know, Bhagavad Gita is a very popular book. If I push my philosophy through Bhagavad Gita, it will be very easy. That is cheating. Why should you interpret this? Krishna says, Manmanabhavamadhaptamadhyadimāvanamaskuru. And the scholar says, no, no, it is not to Krishna. Listen. Krishna says that you become my devotee. And the scholar says, no, no, it is not necessary to become devotee of Krishna person. This is a big scholar.
Thank you very much, Grace. That was a question. Take all your time. I would like you to tell us that I should put in our article here. If you have one sentence or paragraph that you would like to make the world.
You want to put a message to the world.
So, what I will do?
I think she wants you to say, please get Hare Krishna and life will become your mind.
Yes. Yeah. That I'm saying, aren't it? Without any pride. I don't charge. Give me so many dollars. That is a...
So, do any other guests have any questions?
That's one of the prayers.
He wants you to pray for him.
I'm praying for everyone. That is my vision. Otherwise, I have come here.
Are there any other questions from anybody? Guests or devotees? How to become humble and remain humble? Same question one devotee asked you in Chicago.
So he explained.
He said you can become humble by becoming aggressive for Krishna. One girl was asking that when we're doing Kirtan Kirtan, I must be very aggressive. But when I come to the temple, then I'm supposed to be very humble. Probably dancing.
A lion must home, a lion in the chase. When you're changing, you must be a lion. But when you come home, you do not try to chase the devotees. There is no other religion. I have repeated this. Religion is to abide by the orders of God. Nobody knows what is God and nobody knows what is the order. And even if one knows, he does not carry. So how that can be? If you abide by the state laws, then you are lawful. But if you do not abide by the state laws, how you can become lawful? If you violate the law, how you can become lawful? If you follow religion, then you must follow strictly the religious principle. If you have no business to follow the religious principle, how you can become religious? Is it possible? Yes. Yes, there are in every religion, there are principles. If we don't follow them, then how will we come with this? So this is my question. So no one is following religious principles at the present. Therefore, practically, there is no religion. Everything is finished. We are trying to revive. If you follow religious principles, then it doesn't matter whether you are Christian or Mohammedan or Hindu or Buddha, then you are religious. But if you do not follow any religious principles, then how do you become religious?
Doesn't mean to say that you can't live a happy
life without being religious. Yes, certainly.
My
eons
away from this whole thing because I don't believe any. So,
yes, I know. You do not follow any religion? I mean, still you are happy?
Yes, very happy. I have my moments when I'm not, of course. Basically, I'm happy with my family.
Do you think your father is happy?
No.
No, you're
not so cute. So, but earlier today you were speaking in Bhagavatam class about Ajami and how by circumstances he fell down. And that's because it wasn't intentional, Krishna forgave. So, but still, at one point or another, he agreed to the desires of the prostitute. So isn't that free will?
That is free will, but under the point of the world.
Excuse me?
That is free will under the point of the world.
Yeah. Resolve.
So, Maya is very strong. Maya is very strong. So when you are under the Maya's clutches, she dictates and you have to do. This is our Maya. So you desha guna vahi, homo Maya. Very, very strong. So, Mami was a prabhudhante, Maya may thanta. If he was strong, the Krishna concept, he can also. That is not one.
But if someone purposefully sins, also that is one.
That may not be fine. That is my discretion. But that is also Maya in another way, indirect way. So one must be strong in Krishna consciousness. Then he is not a victim of Maya.
But on the news, it's talking about the hookup of the Soviets and Americans at our castle.
Huh?
I mean, a large hookup of these spaceships in outer space for planning their moon project. And we were wondering about what your feelings are and your views on them.
What is he wondering?
Well, he's going to sit there. He's
there making plans to go to back to home, back to Gaza. And if they go to the moon planet, so your plan is bigger or his plan is bigger? Whose plan is this?
Our plan is much bigger, isn't it? Lady has a question.
No, I, as a mother, I too wish to thank you, my dear parents.
Oh, who's your son?
Mary
Dawn's daughter. Right.
She's been recommended for initiation tomorrow. She's not. Is it down here? So she's
hearing things very nasty.
So we recommend everyone, every American, doing initiation. That is our recommendation. The sooner you accept this proposal, it is good for you. To know God, Akulala. Is there anything else? Do you think nobody is interested in this? If one is not interested to know God, then he is a dog. The dog is not interested. That is the difference between human being and dog. The dog cannot be interested. But human being, as I am a foreigner, I came along. At this point, became interested. Why not others? What is the difference? Your son is interested, while the father is not interested. Why? What is the reason?
Because
I'm interested in your not, what is the reason? He has already explained. What is that? Your father admitted that now, he said,
that
he
not happy?
No, another thing. But your mother is very good. Yes, mother, son inherits the quality of mother. And the daughter inherits the quality of father. Yes. So if the mother is good, naturally the son is good. That is Vedic calculation.
Sorry, I said that.
This is all physiological. And we have seen studies that any big man of the world, behind that big man is either a strong mother or a strong wife. That is the general statistics. And in Charanta Pandit says, Mata jasa grihe nasti, but jasa pivadini. If there is no mother at home, and the wife is not very suitable, does not speak very nicely with husband. Disrespect. Then he is recommended to leave home and go to the forest. Arannam tena dantadvam jatharannam tathadriyam. Such person should immediately leave home and live in the forest, because for him the forest and home is the same. Matajasabhirenasi rajata priyavati. So woman should be trained up to be very careful and chaste, then the life will be very happy. That is the only education for woman. And man should be educated how to become first-class man, a Brahman. Then the whole atmosphere will be very happy. The man, first class man, brahmana, samadhamati tikka, and poor man, very helpful to his husband and chest, then the home is happy. And Charaka Pandit says another place, dampatu kalaho nasi tattasi sayamagata. If there is no fight and disagreement between husband and wife, in that home, the goddess of fortune automatically comes. You haven't got to search out where his God is, of course. So you come out already. So that is now lacking. In most cases, the husband and wife does not agree. And the other day I was reading in the paper that woman in 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
In 2 weeks.
She has divorced 2 husbands.
Yes.
And when the press reporter asked her, she replied, yes, it was a mistake. And still, they want to be equally fair. He commits a mistake twice in 2 weeks, and still, she claims to be equal with men. So we have got our school, Dalat. We are teaching the small children to make the boys first-class men, as it is enunciated in the Bhagavad Gita, and women to become very faithful and chaste. This is our education. Then it is a very happy home, and people will live very peacefully, and then other things can be executed. If the home is not peaceful, always disturbing mind, and one has to adopt twice in a week, divorce, then how? That can be. This is not freedom, this is disturbance. Freedom does not mean disturbance of peace. Freedom means that maintenance of peace.
God conscious leader in this country.
Come, be with us. Is that God just going to come in the
country? As a president.
Huh?
As a president in this country.
President?
How do you get a God conscious leader?
God conscious president.
Yes, if you train people to become God conscious, then naturally president will become God conscious. If you train people like hogs and dogs, then the president will be hogs and dogs. Because it is democracy. Therefore, we have taken the task to train people how to become godly. Then naturally the president will become godly. People decide that we shall not cast our vote to any man who is not Krishna conscious. Then the Krishna conscious man. People are not trained us. They are fools. So they select another fool, big fool. How you can be happy? Just like in the forest, the small animals like cats and dogs and asses, they are very much afraid of the lion, tiger. And they accept lion as the king of forest. But he may be lion or tiger and elected by asses and cats and dogs, but he is nothing but animal. So will any human being accept the lion as human being? No. He knows that he is an animal. Maybe he is voted by the small animals. That is the position. At the present moment, the mass of people are kept in their animal consciousness. And therefore they elect another big animal to become president. Their idea is to have animal strength, jaws and nails, and powerful, he is not. Or he is good. They cannot sleep anymore. So commonly, in the Vedic civilization, the king was elected by the first class man of the society, the saintly person, the Brahman. They did not take part in politics. But they recommended that this man, just like Krishna, he wanted Yudhishthira must be the king. Because king is supposed to be God's representative. How to rule over. Not that this cat and dogs will find out and lie up and go into the chair. That is not the question. The modern process is that the electors, they are not trained up and they elect for another big animal to become the king. That will be failure. All over the world, this is going on. This so-called democracy, unless people are very much trained now, the election by the mass is not very good. Rather, a first-class man, they should nominate this man. That is. Your question is how to find out president good? So this is your question. So there is no intelligent class on man. That is the division. Who is trying to control his mind, control his senses? This is the first condition to become a first class man. As soon as a man sees a beautiful woman, immediately his mind is agitated. Where is the control? And as soon as the mind is agitated, the senses are agitated. And this is the first condition of the first class man, that he should not be agitated in his mind and agitated by his senses. This is the first condition. So where is that school which is training to how to control the mind, how to control the senses, how to become truthful, how to become clean internally, externally. These are the signs of first class man. So we are trying our little way to make some and as first class. This is our senior call. We are not patronized by any interested person, neither by the government. By our own effort we are trying. You say some big, big man, leader, they are thinking this is our use. And because they have taken these things as useless, now they are facing problems, crying, why, what to do. And it is said there, find out this verse, Sri Sudhustasu Bhasmeya, that's Bhagavad Gita, you do not know where it is. Here. Sri Sudhustasu. It's a very serious question. If you want to study them seriously, everything direction is there. That's it. Sri
Sudhustasu.
Vasneya. Varna Sankara Abhibhavat. Really?
Krishna Pradushyanti Kulasriyaha Prishu Dushtashu Varshneya Jayate Varna Sankara. When your religion is prominent in the family, O Krishna, the women of the family become corrupt. And from the degradation of womanhood, of the descendant of Vrishni, comes unwanted progeny.
And then next verse.
Sankaro narakaya eva kula jnanam kulasya cha patanti pitaro yesham lupta tindo vika kriya. When there is an increase of unwanted population, a hellish situation is created both for the family and for those who destroy the family tradition. In such corrupt families, there is no offering of oblations of food and water to the ancestors.
So, this person, Prishu Dushtas, when women become polluted, there is unwanted population. That is coming all over the world, the hippies. Therefore, the first thing is how to train a woman not to become polluted. In modern society, they have given women freedom that I have always expressed. In the name of freedom of women, they are being exploited. Everything is there, social, religious, political, cultural, educational, we have to accept that course, where everything was. If you don't accept, we have to suffer. Problems. It is not meant for a particular class of men or particular country. It is meant for the whole human society. Therefore, this purification of the society at the present fallen condition is very, very difficult to reverse. Because people are so fallen, it is almost impossible. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended that you all together chant Hare Krishna and everything will be done. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Yoki, Kalo Unasi. In Kali Yuga, it is very difficult to reform the whole human society to become perfect by this process, Vedic process. It is not done. Therefore, Chaitanya was already chant congregationally this Hare Krishna mantra. Never mind, whatever impurities have entered, it is all cleansed. That you have seen, you are standing in the procession. So everyone was chanting in ecstasy, Hare Krishna. You have seen? This is the process which are trying to introduce. Not anything, caste system or this system. Then everything will come automatically. Easiest process.
We're teaching Krishna consciousness how everything can become solved by developing love and devotion for God, Krishna.
So that is the ultimate goal. He who can learn how to love God, then he becomes perfect. And all other things automatically come.
So like because people are not being taught that, in this country there is a great disease from alcoholism.
Not in this country, in every country. Why do you say this country or that country?
Well, I'm saying about alcoholism in particular.
That is also in India.
Yes.
It is not uncommon.
Yes.
At least they are learning. By your grace. By visiting the Western country, they are learning everything.
Now, I was reading with a group that called AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, and they have a treatment for curing this disease. And it's the only one that's been successful. And one of the initial steps to achieving success in this method there is that one agrees to the possibility of an ultimate reality or God. And because of that, they've had success in curing alcoholism.
What is that process?
Well, it's a self-analysis. It doesn't go very far, but at least they accept that God exists. And
self-analysis that requires intelligence. But our classes is chant Hare Krishna. There is no difference.
Yeah.
It is better than A.
Yes, for sure. But they
So why should you bother about that classes? Chant Hare Krishna. Is that all right?
That's fine.
Try and go to the school problem.